As a seat in elected office brings with it demands and expectations. When that role is treated with respect, demands and expectations are heard and then acted upon. Now, if ego moves to the forefront, demands and expectations are made from that seat, with the results being, well, counterproductive, to say the least, certainly in the view of the voter. These are the options the Republicans in the House are facing today. Have they set off on a positive, well-planned path? Joining us to explore this is the Communications Director with Heritage Action, Carson Steelman. How are you, Carson?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
HeritageAction.com. Learn more about what we are talking about here and the other points of focus that Heritage Action places their attention on. This sort of goes as a 1-2 punch, because in May of last year, Heritage Action, the Heritage Foundation, put forward a list of 7 policy priorities. You can see it over at HeritageAction.com. It was from March 31st of 2022, and then a few months after that last year, around about the end of September, the House Republicans came up with, they call it their Commitment to America, which basically has elements in 4 buckets: the economy, national security, protection of freedoms, and government accountability. When you look at what your organization saw as steps to be taken, you combine that in the middle with the, at least the structure of the Commitment to America, and you see these, albeit early, first few days of what is going to be a 2-year adventure, to, I guess, would be the word to use for a variety of ways. How do you see things going as far as what the potential could wind up being?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So, like you were saying, we put out a plan of 7 policy priorities that we want to see. Just to briefly list them a little bit, we want to empower parents to make education choices. We want to secure America's borders and reduce crime, ensure free and fair elections, reverse the growth of regulations, spending, and inflation, counter the threat of communist China, hold big tech accountable, and protect unborn life and family formation. So obviously those are pretty broad, but they're all very, very important. And now, especially after the new rules package in the House has passed, Congress has an enormous opportunity to make headway on these policy areas. And a lot of this stuff overlaps with what you mentioned in the Commitment to America, which is the plan that Kevin McCarthy put out even before becoming speaker. So they have a ton of opportunity. They are working through getting all their committee assignments over the next. They started last week and this week, and then next week they'll continue assigning members to committees. And I think after that you'll start to see a complete the pace will quicken, I guess, in Congress in getting these bills on the floor for final consideration. Their first week with a speaker, they took some bold legislative proposals up in the bill. One was the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. That bill basically has been a fight for years with the Democrats. It essentially would just make sure that any child who survives a botched abortion attempt would receive life-saving medical care. And then it would also hold medical professionals accountable if they failed to provide that life-saving care. So this is something that it's been a huge priority for conservatives for a long time. Democrats have stalled it. And this is similar to a lot of other legislative proposals in those 7 policy priorities that I just laid out. So Congress, conservatives in the House especially, have a tremendous opportunity to push forward even more bills in these areas.
How important is it for the foundation to be, and this is one of your 7 points from Heritage Action, spending, which in turn will be a solution to inflation, because deficit spending never works out well. And to be honest, we have to look back into the Trump years as well as the George W. Bush years, where spending was, well, certainly not along conservative principles. But again, you have to amend that by saying, well, with the Trump years, you had the COVID after pandemic breakout and have to respond to that. The Bush years, you had the economic downturn and the at least the attempt to soften that blow, but nevertheless, we learn that deficit spending never has a happy ending.
Yeah, so that's something that's going to be a huge deal over the next few weeks, even with the debt ceiling fight that's coming up. Conservatives have pretty much agreed across the board that they want to cut spending where possible, and they have all pretty much said out loud that they want to do everything they can to fight inflation. Of course, there is still the problem of Democrats retaining control of the Senate and Joe Biden being in the White House. But conservatives have a real opportunity here, and they've already talked about ways that they can negotiate to cut spending levels and to work on trying to lessen inflation. So that's something that's going to be a huge priority for them. We'll wait and see exactly how that plays out. But there are definitely ongoing conversations about what they can do to increase economic opportunity for American citizens and get our fiscal house in order.
Dr. Carson Steelman, Communications Director with Heritage Action. HeritageAction.com is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. With what you just said in mind, with the Senate being still in Democratic control versus the House in Republican control, how careful do House Republicans have to work and focus to keep what they're doing as, from being a legitimate effort to becoming a messaging effort, which certainly is going to be a weaker conclusion than certainly what they want to have?
I think there are a number of areas where they can work with the Democrats to get certain things done. For example, China, countering the threat from communist China, is going to be one of those areas where you're going to see bipartisan cooperation. It's already happened in the House, actually, with one of the bills on the House floor in the last few days has been about limiting and restricting the Biden administration from selling the strategic petroleum reserve off to communist China. And that's something that actually Democrats voted for. So I think you're going to see some issues like that. China is probably going to be the main one. But at the same time, I think it is an important responsibility for conservatives in Congress to still propose those conservative policy solutions to those seven policy priorities and issues because they really need to lay out groundwork for 2024 and beyond. They need to show that they have a vision. It's something that I think a lot of people might agree that they struggled with in the midterms. People want to see a clear vision. They want to see clear policy solutions and an agenda from the conservatives. And now they have a really great opportunity to do that while still working where possible to actually get some real victories.
That's the thing, that the Republicans have to put points on the board, because 2 years from now you'd have the GOP saying the Democrats in the Senate blocked us, so vote them out and let us have the Senate, where the Democrats can go back and just say, well, look at the House GOP, they did nothing.
Right, and I really don't think you're going to have that problem, because a lot of the bills that are going to be blocked by Democrats, and a lot of the bills that the Democrats will likely block will probably be bills that are going to actually make the lives of everyday American citizens better. So I think this is an opportunity for the conservatives to clearly contrast their ideas and their legislative priorities with the Democrats. So, yes, we need to work where possible to get everything possibly done that we can. But this is also going to be, a time that the Democrats are going to get exposed for, their lack of any sort of policy agenda that actually helps the American people.
And when you look at things, I mean, not every issue, but are a lot of these issues really a lot less heavy lifting than people imagine it to be? For example, for securing America's borders, really just enforce a lot of the laws that are already on the books that are being ignored or just flat out overlooked. Holding big tech accountable, another one of your 7 points. Simply remove Section 230.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of simple solutions to these big issues. Of course, any issue, for example, the border, that is a massive issue. There are a lot of different moving parts to that. And especially when you have an administration who's unwilling, like you said, to actually enforce the laws as they're written, that's another thing that needs to be tackled. So yes, especially when it comes to the border, there are simple things that they can do. They can re-implement Remain in Mexico. They can end catch and release. But unfortunately, you're going to see the Democrats not really willing to work with Republicans on that. And you're going to see the administration not really willing to enforce the laws. So that's where I think oversight and accountability is going to come in as another key thing that the conservatives can do in the House. They have the gavel now for a very powerful committee, the House Oversight Committee. They can investigate what's really going on at the border, why Secretary Mayorkas and Biden's DHS is not enforcing the rule of law, what's going on with these NGOs, these taxpayer-funded organizations who are actually helping to facilitate the border crisis and move illegal migrants around the country. So they're going to be able to have all those investigations, and with those investigations must come accountability, must come follow-up, and a real solution to what's uncovered in those investigations.
And as well for the GOP to not just investigate, but to have activity and result in actions after those investigations, that's at least trying to make a difference, no matter if whether or not they're blocked by the other chamber. And again, putting points on the board is really the object of the game in anything, and certainly in politics, when you're trying to reestablish a majority in both houses, and in, I would assume, obviously, 2024, the triple play with the White House. We're going to put links up at our homepage so you can see for yourself the commitment to America, as well as the 7 points that Heritage Action sees as priorities for the House GOP. We've been talking with the communications director with Heritage Action, Carson Steelman. Carson, thanks for the insight, because explaining it in a absorbable way, I think, helps people become more interested, and that interest is what is the catalyst for igniting action by their elected officials. So thanks for the work that Heritage Action does. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.